Chell Anderson is a naturalist and plant ecologist, and she joins us periodically to talk about phenology or what's going on in the woods right now. Welcome, Chell.
Hi.
Well, we've seen bumblebees all summer long, but what happens to bumblebees come fall and winter?
Okay, bumblebees, they are really obvious during the summer months and pretty easy to follow around even and watch how they live their foraging lives. And the bumblebees that we see are part of about 13 species, I believe, that live in Minnesota, and I couldn't tell you how many actually live right here. That's something I need to kind of learn more about, I think. But anyway, we have at least a couple, because I see at least a couple different kinds around our place, different species of those 13 in Minnesota. And during the summer, we're seeing the worker bumblebees. So bumblebees, like what people might be more familiar with, honeybees, are social insects, and they live in colonies during the course of the summer. But the colony is only a group organism for one season. And during the summer, we're seeing the females, the worker bumblebees, out and about foraging for nectar and for pollen to feed the young, developing females back in the colony, and eventually the males that are a part of the colony later on during the summer. So at this time of year, we may still see bumblebees out on the nicer days, and it doesn't have to be really warm. Bumblebees are a little bit better adapted to our climate here than honeybees, because they wear those nice pile coats. So if you've ever
they look thicker. They
yeah. Do. So their bodies are covered with long, really long and branched hairs that form this nice pile coat that they wear, and that actually does help them maintain warmth better, which is important to be able to move around. So insects are cold-blooded, they're ectotherms, but bees of all kinds and bumblebees have the ability to vibrate their wing muscles in their body to generate heat and warm themselves up so that they can go out. And bumblebees are much more likely to be out foraging and flying around in weather that would keep honeybees holed up in their hive. So they can be out, especially if they are newly mated queens who are going to be the start the colonies next year, haven't quite built up enough stores of fat to keep them well over the winter when they hibernate. They're going to be out whenever they can. So, you know, if it's even in the upper 40s and 50s, they'll be out even if it's not a sunny day. Those new queens who are going to hibernate for the winter will be out foraging to kind of improve their chances.
Do honeybees have hives like other bees? Or where do
they do. They have hives, but not the extensive hives that honeybees have, because their hives are only going to need to accommodate maybe 30 to 50 creatures any given time. So these are small, and the queens that are going to spend the winter hibernating and emerge in the spring will start those colonies all by themselves, laying eggs and developing those larvae themselves, feeding them with pollen that they go out and forage for. And then those workers, once they emerge, will begin to, you know, take on a lot of those tasks. Bumblebees are distinguished from other fuzzy bees. So we have other bees that have fuzzy, hairy bodies.
Do?
Yeah, we do.
Around here?
Oh, sure. Yeah, but they're not necessarily bumblebees. So they're not usually not as big as bumblebees, but they're kind of hairy-bodied bees. But a real distinguishing feature, or a distinguishing feature of bumblebees from those other hairy bees, is that the hind leg of the female, so these would be the bees that are out looking for pollen and nectar, they have on the inside of their hind leg, their otherwise hairy legs are very smooth and shiny, and it's kind of a hollowed out concave place on their hind leg that doesn't have any hairs on the surface, but all around the edges. And that's where they pack the pollen in to carry the pollen.
I have seen that. If you, up close, yeah. you can see, actually see that when they've got the pollen collected in there.
Oh, pushed in there. So the other bees that have just all hairy legs, they just pack the pollen all into the hairs, you know, wedge it in between the hairs. But bumblebees have these very specifically evolved legs to make nice little baskets that they can shove the pollen into. So right now, if you see, like I said, if you see bumblebees still out moving around, these are most likely going to be the queens that were produced at the end of the summer by the current year's colonies. And they flew out of the nest, of the hive, and they moved around and just, you know, supported themselves. And at the same time, the colonies were producing males, finally producing males. So these are unfertilized eggs. And those males, once they develop, are driven out of the nest, out into the wider world, and to eventually find these new queens that the colonies are creating at the late summer time of year to mate with those queens. So those are the portion of the hives that start the process for the next annual cycle.
Jill Anderson regularly updates us with goings-on in our woods and waters, and thanks again for fascinating bumblebees.
You're welcome.